Now, look again here at this 21st chapter, and I'll pass over verse 4, but notice verse 5. And Joab gave the sum of the number of the people unto David, and all they of Israel were 1,000,000 and 100,000 men that drew sword, and Judah was 430,000 men that drew sword. Now in Israel he had 1,100,000 men, and in Judah there were 500,000. Now, when Moses took the census, there was 603,000. David has 1,000,000 more than this man Moses did even. Now, will you look at something? What a contrast between David here and the little shepherd boy that came into the camp and saw this great giant, Goliath, strutting up and down and defying Israel. And this little shepherd boy didn't take any kind of a census at that time. He didn't want to number the people then, the army. He just said, let me go out after him. And how did he do it? Well, he trusted the Lord. He went out with a sling and 5 stones. My friend, you do not need God when you got 1,000,000 men. If you've only got a slingshot and 5 stones, you'll need God. And I'm afraid that today, the position that our nation is in, we're the greatest nation. I'm frankly getting a little weary of hearing that. I imagine the people in the Roman Empire got tired of hearing that also. And they did in Babylon. And certainly they did in Greece. And they did in Egypt. Those kingdoms are long since gone. Why? Because they trusted in armies. And don't misunderstand me. We're not to be fanatics and fools. An arm is necessary. You need protection. But when your confidence is in that, you see, Joab says to David, David, they're all yours. You can't have any more. And all that are there, they are yours. Why count them and count in numbers? God has given you these people. It'll be adequate with God, of course. But David made a census. And today, with our atom bombs, hydrogen bombs, we don't need God. But I'm of the opinion we do need God, my friend. We're trusting the wrong things in our day. David's great sin here was unbelief. And I know that does not register with many of you listening today, because that is not a great sin in the church. Now, if you would walk into church next Sunday morning drunk, I tell you, you'd be in trouble if you're a church member. But if you walk in there in unbelief next Sunday morning, nobody would be any the wiser. And if they were, they would not think that that was very serious at all. God thought it was serious. And it was Satan that always puts unbelief in our minds and our hearts not to trust God. We trust men and armies and not God. This is the sin of statistics. May I say that they trust mathematics and not the Maker. They trust the computer and not Christ. They trust in numbers and not the name of the Lord. Listen to the psalmist. David learned his lesson. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, my friend. And David was putting his confidence in man. He learned his lesson. That's Psalm 118:8. And then Psalm 71:1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. And actually, do we really trust God? Do we really believe God? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the Lord Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would convict the world of sin. What kind of sin? Because they believe not on me. And the apostle says that which is not of faith is sin. This is the sin of David. And it was real sin. David began to see that this was a terrible thing. Will you notice verse 8 here? And David said unto God, I've sinned greatly, because I've done this thing. But now I beseech thee, Do away the iniquity of thy servant, for I've done very foolishly. Now, the Lord's going to put before David several avenues. He can actually make a choice of punishment. And the Lord spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying, now this is verse 10, go and tell David, saying, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things, choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David, said unto him, thus saith the Lord, choose thee either 3 years famine, or 3 months to be destroyed before thy foes, while that the sword of thine enemies overtaketh thee, or else 3 days the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying all the coasts of Israel. Now therefore advise thyself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me.